Blog Talk Radio.
In the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus our Christ. Good God day to all of you. This is the day that our Lord has made, and we will rejoice on purpose and be glad in it, no matter what. Why? Because our Lord is good, and His mercy is new every morning, and it is from everlasting to everlasting, and His truth endureth to all generations. This is Minister Renee Ellis, also known as the Little One. And I would like to welcome everyone to today's broadcast on Blog Talk Radio, live from HNLC Studios. I give all honor and all worship and all praise and glory and adoration to the head of my life and my everything, my Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. I give recognition and respect to my pastors, Chief Apostle Dr. Prince A. Miles and Pastor Lady Monica R. Miles of the International Gospel Deliverance Center Church, located in Southfield, Michigan. And I also give respect and recognition to my covering, my sponsors and founders of Harvest New Life Church International, Apostle Charles E. Ellis and Pastor Patty Ellis of Plano, Texas. I thank God for them allowing me to be a part of the HNLC Studios broadcasting team, all for the glory and honor of God. You can listen to my podcast called Food for Thought any time of the day on Apple Podcasts, Breaker, Spotify, Breaker, Radio.com, which is Odyssey now, and iHeartRadio, and many other podcast platforms where we study the Word of God together. All you have to do is type in the Little One Food for Thought, and the podcast should come up. We're going to give everybody an opportunity to get their study tools, everything that we use when we get together to study the Word on Tuesdays and Thursdays, and we'll be right back with a word of prayer and get right into our study. Amen. Everyone has had an opportunity to get their Bibles and notebooks and pens and paper, all of the things that we use when we get together to study the Word of God on Tuesdays and Thursdays. You know, there's so much going on in this world around us. God wants us to pray. Prayer changes things, and prayer changes people. And the uncompromisingly righteous, those who are in right standing with God, and even those who come to Him with a sincere heart, He hears our prayers. He hears our petitions. Our prayers do not fall to the ground. They do not go unnoticed. They do not go unheard. And they do not go unanswered. Because the God we serve is alive and well, and He is ever so mindful of the tiniest details that affect our lives, our hearts go out to the families of the event that took place in Texas. Tragic. Our hearts go out to the event that took place in Buffalo, New York. Our hearts go out to the families, everyone who has lost a loved one. For we are to help one another. We are to pray for one another. We are to lift up each other. And the best thing any of us could do is to get on our knees and go before the throne of grace and take it to our Lord and Savior Jesus the Christ in prayer. Let us go before the throne of grace with a word of prayer. Amen. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for this day. We thank you, Lord, for your presence. We thank you, Lord, for your peace. We thank you, Lord, for your comfort. We thank you, Lord, for your healing. We thank you, Lord, for your strength. We thank you, Lord, for your leading and guiding us and helping us to know what to do next. We thank you that you have wrapped your arms around each and every one of us and are healing us right now and comforting and consoling us right now. We bless you. We honor you. We glorify your name. For there is none like you in all the earth. There is none like you above the earth, and there is none like you beneath the earth, and there will never be any beside you, Lord Jesus. Thank you for hearing our cries. Thank you for hearing our prayers and petitions. Thank you for hearing our pleas, O God. Even those that are unspeakable, that we cannot vocalize. Thank you for hearing our hearts, answering our prayers. Lord, we thank you for this day. We thank you for life and health and strength. We thank you, Lord, for giving us another opportunity to bring glory to your name in everything that we do on this day, as we relate into the lives of others. Lord, thank you for everything. We ask that you hide us all behind the cross as your conduits, as your vessels, so that it is all of you that is seen, heard, and demonstrated in the lives of others and none of us. For flesh gets no glory in your presence. Holy Spirit, we thank you for your presence being in us, on us, around us, working through us. Thank you for the listening audience, Lord, for moving upon them by your Spirit, one by one and name by name, no matter where they are, no matter what country they're in, oh God. Thank you, Lord, for this broadcast, for this is your broadcast, Lord. You have given us the opportunity to be able to share your word. And we are grateful. We thank you that all things are in your hands. And we thank you that all power has been given unto you, O God. Lord Jesus, you said all power has been given unto you, both in heaven and in earth. And you in turn gave that power to us. But Lord, we seek you, we cry after you, we hunger, we thirst, and we crave you. Holy Spirit, thank you for being the teacher,
For you are the one who teaches and you bring us into all truth. I ask, Lord, that you put your words on my tongue and on my lips, that which you will have me to deliver unto your people on this day. As we break open your word and hear and eat our daily bread that you will give unto us on this day. We thank you for it. We are grateful for it. We appreciate you, Lord Jesus. We glorify, honor, and magnify you. And we reverence and respect you and worship and adore you. This we ask in Jesus' name. Thank you for answered prayer. Amen. excuse me. We have been studying in James chapter 3. We began a new study and we had laid a foundation of, you know, about the Holy Spirit laid a foundation of how important our words are and how important we should be mindful and watchful over what we say, over what we write, over what we type, over how we communicate. And we understood that however we communicate needs to honor and bring glory to God. So I will be reading from the Amplified Classic Edition as I always do, and we all can follow along in our translations as we always do together when we study the Word of God. Beginning at verse 1 in James chapter 3, which is where we've been for the past couple of study sessions, it says, "Not many of you should become teachers, self-constituted censors and reprovers of others, my brethren. For you know that we teachers will be judged by a higher standard and with greater severity than other people. Thus we assume the greater accountability and the more condemnation." Verse 2 says, "For we all often stumble and we all often fall. And we all often offend in many things. For we all often stumble and fall and offend in many things. And if anyone does not offend in speech, if anyone never says the wrong things, then he or she is a fully developed character and a perfect man or woman, able to control his or her whole body and to curb his or her entire nature." Verse 3 says, "If we set bits in horses' mouths to make them obey us, we can turn their whole bodies about." Verse number 4 says, "Likewise, look at the ships. Though they are so great and are driven by rough winds, they are steered by a very small rudder wherever the impulse of the helmsman determines." Let's look at that verse for a little bit. It says, "Likewise, look at the ships. Though they are so great and are driven by rough winds, they are steered by a very small rudder wherever the impulse of the helmsman determines." See, the helmsman determines which direction, and the rudder follows the orders of the helmsman, the one who is in control, the one who says, "Okay, we're going this way. Now we're going to the left. So let me turn the wheel to the left." And the rudder follows suit and steers the ship about to the left. That is how we as the body of Christ need to be submitted to Almighty God. We need to be submitted to Christ and be led by the Holy Spirit. So that when he says go, we go. When he says stop, we stop. When he says now, then we move now. When he says wait, then we wait. Verse 5 says, even so, the tongue is a little member, and it can boast of great things. But that tongue is steered by the heart of the individual helmsman, because it is what's in the heart that formulates and controls the speech of the tongue, that projects forth the words by the breath of life that is in us into the atmosphere that is unseen, to bring to pass whatever has been spoken from the heart, from the spirit. In Genesis chapter 1, verses 26 and 27, you know, when God made man in his image and in his likeness, he made us in his image and in his likeness. We are speaking spirits. God is a spirit. And those who worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. So we all are speaking spirits. We are spirit first. And our heart comprises who we are. And who we are has been shaped in some form or fashion by a teacher. Whether that teacher was your parents or a mentor or a situation or a proclivity, circumstance. But we all have been taught and shaped and have developed thought patterns and belief systems that is held within us. And those belief systems resonate and reside in the heart. And based on those belief systems, the mouth speaks. But we do know that God is a good God. And everything that comes from him is good. And every good and perfect gift comes from above. And God said in his word, I believe in Isaiah, I don't have it right offhand, but he said in his word, he said, I set before you blessing and cursing, life and death. And then he says, choose life. In other words, choose me. I am life, I am perfect, and I am good. And everything that comes out of my mouth, my word, is meant to help you and not to harm you. My word is meant to mature you and teach you the right way to go and prolong your days and give you wisdom upon the earth so that you can bring me glory with your life. Verse 5 says, even so the tongue is a little member, and it can boast of great things. See how much wood or how great a forest a tiny spark can set ablaze. Let's go to Colossians, and let's look at Colossians chapter 4, verses 5 through 6. The word of God is the will of God, and the word of God is good. And the word of God has been tested and tried 7 times over and is pure. And his words do not return unto him void, but they accomplish that whatsoever he sets it out for them to do. Colossians chapter 4, verses 5 and 6 says, behave yourselves wisely. Can you see the Father, Abba, God, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit, the Godhead, 3 personalities in one? Can you see and hear him relating to us, his children, through the words of his conduit, his apostle? In verse 5, it says, behave yourselves wisely, living prudently and with discretion in your relations with those of the outside world, the non-Christians, making the very most of the time and seizing and buying up the opportunity. Verse 6 says, let your speech at all times, whether we are having a casual conversation, whether we are exhorting or bringing forth a message, whether we are just talking in general. Scripture says, let your speech at all times be gracious, pleasant and winsome, seasoned, as it were, with salt, so that you may never be at a loss to know how you ought to answer anyone who puts a question to you. In order for us to know how to answer anyone who puts a question to us, we must be submitted and hear the Holy Spirit and go according to his leading. He alone knows the future, and he knows how to direct and how to instruct and how to impart and transmit words into us to be spoken in a moment without us having to think about what am I going to say. The Holy Spirit breathes rhema into us. And of course, that comes from having a relationship with our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ, having a relationship with God, talking to him, spending time with him, listening to him, studying his word, meditating and understanding, and coming to an understanding, allowing the Holy Spirit to impart and transmit and deposit heavenly deposits into your spirit and open the spiritual eyes and the spiritual ears and your spiritual understanding to the Word of God. Let's go over to Ephesians chapter 4 and let's look at verses 29 through 31. We were over in this particular scripture last study session. And it says, let no foul or polluting language, nor evil word, nor unwholesome or worthless ever come out of your mouth. That right there, that one sentence right there is a good subject to study. To know what is foul or polluting language. What is evil words or unwholesome or worthless talk by God's definition? See, we have to understand what it is so that we cannot and should not do it. If we don't understand it and know what it is, then how can we obey and reach understanding in God, in the knowledge of God, to be able to carry out and be acceptable and pleasing in His sight. God wants us to study. He wants us to use the tools that He has given us in this realm, on this planet. If that means using a concordance, if that means using a dictionary, if that means reading a book, if that means, I mean, God put these things in place through people for a reason. And it is to help us. But the Holy Spirit in us will be our discerner. And He will say, read this, not that. Hold on to this, disregard that. Listen to this, do not listen to that. Look this up and understand this as I teach you that. So verse 29, it says, let no foul or polluting language, nor evil word, nor unwholesome or worthless talk ever come out of your mouth. Only such speech as is good and beneficial to the spiritual progress of others, as is fitting to the need and the occasion. As is fitting to the need and the occasion. That right there also tells us how we are to deliver the speech that is good and beneficial to the spiritual progress of others. Because the Holy Spirit will give us, okay, this is the time you need to be stern. This is the time you need to be gentle. This is the time you need to be firm. This is the time you need to refrain. See, the Holy Spirit is the one who teaches us temperance, which is one of the fruit of the Spirit. In Galatians chapter 5, verses 22 through 23, the Holy Spirit teaches us temperance, self-control, if we listen to Him. It says, let no foul or polluting language, nor evil word, nor unwholesome or worthless talk ever come out of your mouth, but only such speech as is good and beneficial to the spiritual progress of others, as is fitting to the need and the occasion, that it may be a blessing. Speech that may be a blessing. And give grace and God's favor to those who hear it. What is being a blessing? What is giving grace? What is, how can we use our speech to give God's favor to those who hear what we say? When we speak this kind of speech, speech that is good and beneficial to the spiritual progress of others, as is fitting to the need and the occasion, that it may be a blessing and give grace or God's favor to those who hear it. We are speaking life. We are speaking Abba. We are speaking blessing. We are speaking shalom and peace. We are speaking healing and health. And all of those things are good things that come from God. Hence, how we are as the body of Christ, and even those who are contemplating and coming into the body of Christ, how we are to represent and be ambassadors for Christ. Our speech and how we act, but more so what we say and how we say it, will make an impact on a person's life. This is why we must be careful as teachers giving advice or giving words of wisdom. We must really depend on the Holy Spirit so that what we say is not in and of ourselves, but it is of God. Verse 30 says, and do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God. Do not offend or vex or sadden him by whom you were sealed, marked, branded as God's own, secured for the day of redemption, of final deliverance through Christ from evil and the consequences of sin. Verse 31 says, let all bitterness and indignation and wrath, passion, rage, bad temper and resentment, anger, animosity, and quarreling, and brawling, and clamor, and contention, and slander, and evil speaking, abusive or blasphemous language, be banished from you with all malice, spite, ill will, or baseness of any kind. Why? Because all of those things cause confusion. And where there is confusion, as Scripture says, there is every evil work. Those types of things described in verse 31 stir up confusion and dispel peace between brothers and sisters and causes anger and animosity and grudges and all of these things. And God is not the author of confusion. He's not the author of anything evil. There is no evil in him. You know, Proverbs chapter 10, verse 19 says, in a multitude of words, transgression is not lacking. But he who restrains his lips is prudent. You know, the Holy Spirit talks to me and he tells me, he says, study to be quiet. Just be still and hear me. Don't speak all the time. Just listen. My father always told us, he said, you have two ears and one mouth. That means you're supposed to listen twice as much than you speak. You have two ears, two eyes, and one mouth. That means you listen, you observe, speak less. Words of wisdom from my father. God bless him. But Proverbs 10:19 says, in a multitude of words, if you're constantly talking and going back and forth, back and forth, back and forth, transgression is not lacking. I mean, somewhere in there, somebody's going to get angry, somebody's going to say something, somebody's sin is at the door. But it says, he who restrains his lips is prudent. Proverbs 15, verse 4 says, a gentle tongue with its healing power. A gentle tongue contains and delivers healing power. A gentle tongue with its healing power is a tree of life. But willful contrariness in it breaks down the spirit. Matthew chapter 15, verses 6 through 11 says, you know, this is Jesus talking. He says, so for the sake of your tradition, the rules handed down by your forefathers, you have set aside the word of God, depriving it of force and authority and making it of no effect. Jesus said, you pretenders, you hypocrites, admirably and truly did Isaiah prophesy of you when he said, these people draw near me with their mouths and honor me with their lips, but their hearts hold off and are far away from me. Uselessly do they worship me, for they teach as doctrines the commands of men. And Jesus called the people to him and said to them, listen and grasp and comprehend this. It is not what goes into the mouth of a man that makes him unclean and defiled, but what comes out of the mouth. This makes a man unclean and defiles him. And we just read in Proverbs chapter 10, verse 19, in a multitude of words, transgression is not lacking. But he who restrains his lips is prudent. In James chapter 3, verse 5, even so the tongue is a little member, and it can boast of great things. See how much wood or how great a forest a tiny spark can set ablaze. And the tongue is a fire. The tongue is a world of wickedness set among our members, contaminating and depraving the whole body, and setting on fire the wheel of birth, the cycle of man's nature, being itself ignited by hell or Gehenna. Verse 7 says, for every kind of beast and bird, of reptile and sea animal can be tamed and has been tamed by human genius nature. Verse 8 in James chapter 3 says, but the human tongue can be tamed by no man. It is a restless, undisciplined, irreconcilable evil full of deadly poison. Psalm 141 verse 3 says, set a guard, O Lord, before my mouth. Keep watch at the door of my lips. Lord, help us. Teach us, plus Holy Spirit, to hear your voice before we speak, to hear what you will have us to say before we say it. For we are submitted and trusting and relying and leaning on you for guidance, for instruction, and to be healing to others, and bring glory to your name, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for this lesson on today that you have taught us. Help us to meditate further on these words, O God. And help us to hear you. Sharpen our ears. Sharpen our eyes. Sharpen our heart in the Spirit through your word. As we lean on, trust in, and rely and depend on you as we walk by faith and not by sight. Lord, we want to be a sweet-smelling savor of incense in your nostrils. We want our lives to be a beautiful, aromatic sacrifice into your nostrils to bring you pleasure and glory. For we live to give you glory, Lord. And we live to bring glory to your name, Lord Jesus, in everything that we do, in everything that we think, and in everything that we speak. We want to honor you. Help us to do that. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. May the Lord continue to bless us. May the Lord continue to keep us. May the Lord continue to make his beautiful face shine upon us. May the Lord continue to be gracious, ever so gracious unto us. May the Lord continue to lift his countenance and turn his face toward us. And may the Lord continue to give us all his peace, his healing, his wholeness, nothing missing, nothing broken. For only Jesus the Christ can make us whole by the power of his blood and his sacrifice. And may the Lord continue to give us all himself, his essence, his heart, his mind, everything that he is, the fullness of him that filleth us all in all. Amen. This is Minister Renee Ellis, also known as the Little One, saying God bless all of you. Thank you so much for your support. Until we meet again, to God be all the glory for the great things he has done, is doing, and will yet do. Pray for me as I pray for you. Enjoy this God-given day. Amen.